Okay, good morning, Shavuot Tov, and Masechet Bechorot. And we're in the Lamed Daf Lamed Tet. We start the bottom Lamed Chet Amud Bet. The Amar B'Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Pinchas Ben Aruva, and that's a question over here. So we're speaking about feeding the animals this dry wheat or this wet wheat or this stuff. Did you notice yesterday, did I mention that it was called pizza? Did I mention that, huh?
Yeah.
Rashi said there that Imechilu L'Refua Teven Umisfor, this wheat and hay, Shekorin pizza. Okay. So now the Gemara's question: how much do you have to give this animal, right? And Rashi says that specifically b'chol yom, right? How much you feed him in order to what's the cure? How much, what's the remedy? And how much? What's the quantity? So Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Pinchas Ben Aruva ka grugeret. Okay, so we give him a grugeret, right? A grugeret is a fig, right? Grugeret. I always get confused with things. A fig, yeah, like a dried fig, yeah.
Volume
of a fig. So Amarava, Rava is like this. But Amarava, Kegrugarot Besuda Rishona. Okay, look here. What does it mean? Rashi says Besuda Rishona. Sheochel b'chol yom. Chavidan leim min refua kegrugarot. Okay. So you say we feed the animal every day, at every meal, a measure. It's saying, yeah, the grugorot that we normally eat, that we give him those types of grugorot. Shochel b'chol yom yavinan lei. Eh? But, oh no, besudar yishlach, I'm sorry, I'm ahead of it, I apologize in advance, I'm not stupid. Besudar yishonah shochel b'chol yom, and every day, meal that he eats every day, you give him for a full hour, one grugorot worth. That's what we're talking about, right? Or dilma, right? So is it Amarava Barava? The question: Kergugay b'shara yishona, right? Or Dilma b'chol suda v'suda, right?
Only at the first meal or on every meal?
Every meal or the first meal? Is it only at the first meal? B'shara yishona she'ochel b'chol yom you give him only for breakfast, or do you give him at all? Now in this room there are people who don't all eat breakfast, right? So then the question is, when would you feed that animal if he was on one of those intermittent fasting diets? Okay. Or deal with whole suda besuda, maybe every single meal. Right, but now look how the Gemara's like this. Now, im timtzi lomar besuda rishona. So if you want to say that it's on the first meal, so then the question is, kodem achila or lachar achila? Do we give it him before he has breakfast or after he has breakfast? Mm-hmm. We're not giving it. Kodem achila v'aday ma'alila kesama. So if you give me four breakfast, it definitely helps. Why? Because it's like a medication then, because it's like a sam. Right? Because look, Rashi seems to say, Kederech sam, shekol adam shote sam refuah kodem achila. So if you're drinking some sort of potion, right, people as a rule take it always before they eat. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So therefore, it would make sense. Ebel achar achila, my. But if it's after achila, then what? Right? So the question Rashi is saying is, "Mi havi b'dike b'achilu." We try to check here. You want to check this animal in 80 days to see whether the mum that he has in his eyes is a mum or not. And you're feeding him this stuff to try and repair it, and you're doing checking. The question is, if you were feeding him this grugeret every day at the wrong time, at the wrong place, at the wrong stage in the meal, is it still considered refuah to come after and check? Is it a mum or not? Because if it wasn't the right way that the medication was prescribed, then you can't turn around and say, it never healed. Why didn't it heal? Because you weren't doing it properly. So therefore, it wouldn't be a mum. Right? If you did everything by the book, and it's still after 80 days wasn't healed, then you could say, it's definitely a mum. So that's why we try to establish now when is the right time to do it. So it says, Kesam al achar achilamai. Now if you say, Kodem shtia, or la achar shtia. So maybe it's after eating, before drinking. Now these animals are very well looked after, right? They ate their meal at a certain time, they got their medicine beforehand, and they got their drink afterwards. Right? Right? So, Kodem, what? Kodem with a new heart valve, okay. Right? Kodem shtia ulacha shtia. So then, Kodem shtia vada ma'alina. If it's before drinking, definitely helps it. Why? Kesare. Look at Rashi there. Seorim Kodem shtia. Because he eats his barley, right, his produce, before he drinks. So therefore, it is like eating. If it's lachash, if you gave it to him after he drank, then what's the question? So now the other question is, kashur mutar. Do you feed it to the animal this medication while he's tied up or while he's walking around free? Right, motar, if he's running around, right, vaday ma'adile. Rashi definitely helps. Why? Because the nichle alma. As generally people prefer doing things, you know, when they're more relaxed. Right? If it's kashur, man, if he was tied up, is it a good one or not a good one? Now, the next question is, levado im chaveru. Do you fit at him when he's alone or with companions, with friends? So again, im chaveru vada ma'adile. If he's with friends, Rashi says, yeah, it definitely helps. Why? Nayach lebet sifti. He likes the companionship. And therefore, the help, the food in the, with friends is better. Right? But levado, right? Levado, what if you did levado? Would you be yotze? In other words, would it be considered medication? Next question is, Ba'iro Basade. Do you feed him in the town or in the field? Right? So the Gemara says, Basade varem ale. Obviously, it seems to make better sense in the field. Why? Because nichale ba'avir, he's got fresh air. So if you put avir mai, what if you did in the avir, in the ear? Next question. By Rav Ashi, im timtzi lomar besadeh. So Rav Ashi says, you know what? If you want to say that you do it in the sadeh, in the fields. So now the question is, gina hasmuchar irmai. What if it's in the gardens right near the town? Right? Is that, like Rav Ashi says, haveh kasadeh or lo? Is that considered the fields? But they're considered, no, because near the walls, right? My, the Gemara's answer is?
Taiku.
Difficult question. Megala chumrah. Whenever you see Taiku, you go to Chumrah, right? Rabbi Chananya ben Antigonus Omer. Is Rabbi Chananya? Is that his name?
Rabbi
Chananya. Rabbi Chananya Omer, right? So we saw this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chananya Antigonus comes from the Mishnah. We had the last Mishnah over here on Rabbi Chet Amud Bet. We had Charbarbar, Bamaim Kuyus Ezu, Charbarbar Kavua, Kol Sheshash Monim Yom. That's what we just did. Rabbi Chananya ben Antigonus said, Borkinoto Shalosh Pa'amim Betoch Shmonim Yom. Right, so you've got to check it not just one check, you do three checks over the 80 days. So that's what it says now. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Ubiyovad Sheyu Meshudashim. He says it's no good just doing three random arbitrary checks, they have to be evenly spaced. Split into three Rashi, Sheyu Meshudashim, Leshlosha Chalakim. You split them up into three equal parts, Sheyim Yirenu Hayom, Yibakinu Mikan Liyom, 26 days and a half, and then another 26 and a half days, and then on the 27th after that. So 26 and a half, 36 and a half is 4, 53. Right? 26, yeah, 53, and then 27 is 80, right? Okay, Pinchas, this is a nice one, look at this. Pinchas, so Pinchas, Shmuel's brother, asked Shmuel a question. Achal velo itasi. Right, he ate this now, but he never healed. Okay, so you had the sick animal, who's a kochim, and now you got this cure, you're feeding it this hay and this gregogere. That's where it comes from. Asuta bevadai, it's the same word. Asuta itasi, he's a mitpael. Right? Right? So he ate, he never got better. So now, we say like this, the mafrei avemuma, or mikaru lahaba avemuna. Do we say now that if he never healed, that he was already had a mum from day one, just we only need to conclude it now? We say, no, he only has the mum from now. Right? So the word says, Lamai Nafkamin. So he asks his brother, new, Shim Pinchas. What's his name? His brother's name, Pinchas, right? Lamai Nafkamin. He says, no, what's the difference? It's a practical difference. Lemima'al bepidyono. Would you be over on Me'ila on his pidyon? Look at Rashi here. Yeah? What does it mean, Lemima'al bepidyono? So Rashi says like this. Lave bechor bai. We're not discussing a bechor. Why? The Lord Shaykh bepidyon. There's no pidyon with a bechor. Remember, even if a bechor, he's got a mum. You still give it to the korban, to the kohen, just to mean that the shechted in the Beit HaMikdash, it's been to the korban, but it's still a bechor. So there's, you can't redeem a bechor. Ela b'shar mukdashin she'enehem minatfot. We're talking about other animals, other kochim, korban you've set aside, who have got these weepy eyes, like the symptom we've been discussing up until now. And what happens is, it says Rashi, v'frish miyad pidyonam. As soon as you see this animal with weepy eyes, you think, oh, this might be a suspicious korban, I'm not be able to bring it. So therefore, you set aside money already. You say, you know what, I'm going to now do this 80-day test. And in 80 days, if it isn't good, I've already got the money here to redeem this korban to go and buy another korban with the money. Okay? V'amar harei hein mechudalot al ma'ot lalu. Right? And you set aside, and you said, this will be mechulal. The pidyon will take place on the money. V'achar kach badku. And then you checked it. V'korem shetichle zman. And before the 80 days was up, Bedikatan shalosha chodashim is 3 months. Nehene mina pidyon. You actually use that money for something.
No,
okay, from the money you set aside, right?
Shema beema unene.
Ooh. Nehe nehem min ha-pidyon. Right? Now you use that money. So the other question is as follows. If you say that lemafreya retroactively the mum kicked in, then it means the moment you set aside that money, it was already a mum, and you redeemed it for the moment there was a mum. So therefore, the redemption taking place, that money was kochi money. If you used that kochi money, you were over on Me'ila. Right? Ve'imi kan ulahaba have a mum. You say, no, the mum isn't from the day one, it's only from now at the end of the 80 days. Then lo ma'il. My, give me the answer. What's the question? He asks his brother, he asks Shmuel. Look how Shmuel relates to him. He says, Kari Shmuel Alei, he called him, he referred a pasuk to him. The pasuk here in Yeshaya, right, says, Nishuch avalecha bali chasku kentram baal pashu v'gam az chulak ad shalal. And it says, Marbe pischim bazazu baz. The pischim are the crippled, the lame, right? They bazazu baz. They were able to take the spoils. They captured the spoils. So the weak captured the spoils. Look how Rashi explains it. It's something which you can't comprehend, or you aren't able to tolerate such a situation. Because what do you mean the weak captured? It should be the strong ones captured, right? That the lame, the chigrim, right? Guys who lumping, whatever, right? They're the ones who capture the spoils. Klomar, ata eincha mechudad. He says to his brother, you're not a very sharp guy. As you would say, you aren't the sharpest pencil in the pencil box, right? V'sha'alta she'la kezo she'eni yodea tshuva. And me, Shmuel, the sharp guy, right? That's right. You asked a good question. You asked a good kasha. I haven't got an answer for you. Okay. Matnit in your Mishnah. Chotmo she'nikav she'nifgam she'nizdak. His nostril, his nose. Right? The animal's nose. We're back to Bechorna. She'nikav. It's pierced, right? Like very popular today, right? We're seeing it all over again today. Today, now more and more and more, you see these girls walking around with pierced noses, right?
And men. And men?
Okay, well, yeah, I said less men.
So the other day.
Okay, but less men, yeah. But it's much more. Even from girls today walk around with earring, nose ring. No, we don't even question. No one asked. That's a, you know, it used to, you saw it before, like with punk sort of thing. Now it's like.
From
huh? Yeah, okay. But, I said it's made a comeback. That's what I said, it's made a comeback. Right? Shivashen Yivgam. But now you see girls, you say, why haven't you got a nose, a pierced nose? Not why have you got one, right? V'shen yivgam, or it's damaged, or shen yizdak, or it's cracked, right? So that's your nose. Or svamo. Look at the shita, the Masura Shas over here, on Gimel, there says, svato. Right? He changes svamo to svato. I think Rashi says safa. Rashi says svamo, safa. Meaning his svata, meaning his lips. Right? So svamosha nikva, or his lip that is nikva is pierced, or nivga when he's the car. So these are other types of mumim which would make the animal the bechor you'd be able to shecht him. Tarabanat, got a brighter. Nikvo chotmin zera tochzim bachutz harezimun. The brighter is a little bit more limiting now. It says when this nikev, we saw this piercing, that's if the whole of the chotim is there from the outside. I want you from the outside, because we've seen before the idea of the mumim is that you should be able to see. Maybe we had a discussion of the gums. Remember we had the discussion of the gums, and we said that gums that you could see when the animal opened his mouth are considered. Oh, you got a picture there. Oh, wow. Hey, look at that, huh? Chutin. No, this is not. No, this is something else. This is chutin. These are the gums. That's not chanechayim. We already discussed it. We quoted this Mishnah. This is a Mishnah coming up. We quoted it already the other day. I think on Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Hay, sorry, Lamed Hay, we looked at this before. Right, that's the next Mishnah. Right, that's the next Mishnah. So, Chodmo Shlikav V'Shinigarat. So, now the brighter says that only is when the mum on the outside. If it's inside, it's going through like the septum, right, from one side to the other, then it wouldn't be a mum. Okay, for the obvious reasons, like we saw, Rashi Shinigvam V'Chitzechot. Eno mum is Makom Seteru, because it's hidden. We want a mum that you can see. Okay, Amar Papa. Rapapa says, Torah bara de siftei. Remember we had a similar idea the other day, we had the same thing of Torah bara, the outer row. Yeah, remember Torah bara de ina, on Lamed Chet Amud Bet, yesterday's daf at the top. We had Amar Papa, Torah bara de ina. It's also Rapapa, eh? Yes, the same person, okay. So it's pretty consistent. You see that there? Yeah. Lamed Chet Amud Bet, at the top, the very first line. My Haris, Amar Papa, Torah Bara De'ina, the outer row of the eye. Sierra Papa says, Rabbi Torah bara desifte, the outer row of the svatayim, of the lips. In other words, what's facing the
tzadik.
Always the outside, right? New Mishnah. Chutin achitzonot. This Mishnah we saw already here, the Mishnah Shas on Lamed Hay and Lamed Zayin. We referred to it. Where you've got these, the chutin achitzonot shenif gemu. So the outer gums. Right? The outer gums. Right? Which are damaged, also some sort of damage. I don't know what the difference is between sheniv gemu and nigmemu, crushed. What's nigmemu? How do you translate that? Nigmemu?
Notched or cut.
Not, okay, so some sort of cut. V'hapnimim shenekru. Or the inner ones, the gums right at the back, right? Which are ripped out, completely extracted, right? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer ein bodkin. So those would be mumim. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer ein bodkin min ha-tiomot ve-lifnim. The Haggadah Bach changes the tiomot there to the matimot. Ein bodkin min ha-matimot ve-lifnim. Ba'af lo et ha-matimot. So you don't check from the matimot inwards, and even not the matimot, the chumot. Now, what does this mean, this matimot or this chumot? Look at Rashi, yeah? Rashi says, yeah, matimot. Rashi actually has that change there, matimot, right? Let's say, change in line with Rashi. It says, why are they called matimot in plural? Shinayim gedolot. These are your big teeth. Shekorin mindsrils. Shachat nir'et kishtayim. Like, you know, the molars and the premolars look like two teeth, right? And the part to here, which is like a narrow tooth, the back teeth have got like two teeth. They look like two teeth. Right, interesting, right? So we're talking about
tochanot.
Those are the molars. That's a molar. That's the molar, right? So I think that the premolar is here, and you go further back to the molars, right? Am I correct? I think these are called premolars from biology. I'm thinking back, I was in biology school once upon a time, eh? Is that, are they called premolars? Is that such a word? I'm making it up?
No.
Someone Google, please. Is it not the rows of your teeth?
Yeah.
I think it's called premolars and then molars. Hey, what?
Spanish is premolar.
Ah, okay, there we are. Yeah. Okay, well, okay, that's all right. So, excited with myself there, actually. Huh? I'm excited with myself. I remember.
Premolar.
Yeah, it is, eh? Well, okay. No, these are your incisors.
Yeah.
And then you got premolars, and then you got molars.
I reckon you went to say it again.
Right, okay, I'm quite excited about that. Okay, very good. All right. I had a good biology teacher at school, Mrs. Hurd, give her the credit. Okay. Af loyda tuma, right? Tarabanan, right? So now the Gemara says like this. So the question is, we see here, ein bodkin, right? Mina tumot velifnim, af loyda tumot. In other words, not only from behind the tumot, but even the tumot already themselves, we don't bodek. What do you mean, don't bodek? Even if they ripped out, whatever the case is, we should look at Rashi here. What does it mean, ein bodkin? In other words, the mum is not all the way back. We never ever see that, right? Even the animal opens his mouth wide, you don't see so far back. It's only the part that you would see when he opens his mouth that if they ripped out, it would be a mum, because it's like a mum galui. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Sorry about it. Hachumot. When we say hachumot, this is a brighter, or right, hamatimot, whatever. I think they should probably change that to matimot. Ezu hachumot. The Shita changes this brighter, saying, Eze hatmun tumot. Which are the tumot? The Gemara says there, Ezu tumot mina tumot. And then it says, which are the tumot of the tumot? Velifnim. And then, Vetumot atzma kalifnim. And those themselves are like, read from the tumot, are like the inside. And you see, the Gemara has actually answered, right? The brighter asks the question, hasn't really given an answer. So the Gemara will address it in a second. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafutzai Omer, Ein shochatin ela lachit sonot bilvad. So the Gemara asked, Eza Tumot, Eza Tumina Tumot, Vetumot Atzma Kilifnim. No answer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafzai says, we don't shecht. In other words, there's no mum if it's on the, unless it's the Chitzonio Pilbad, the outer gums. And Rabbi Chilmekin Otomer, Ein Mashkinat Tumot Kolikar. And Rabbi Chananina ben Antigone says, you don't even regard the Chanicha in these gums at all. So the Machlok Rabbi, either the very back ones, either towards the back, or only the front, or we ignore the gums at all because they are inside the mouth and not outside. The word says, my kama, what's going on over here? In other words, you just asked the question in the brighter. Look at Rashi here. My kama de kama ezo tumot mina tumot vilifnim. What is going on here? You said, which are the tumot mi bifnim? What's going on? But two, and furthermore, Rabbi Shur ben Kapotzai, who says, right, that you only shochtin on the chitzoniot bilvad, so that is the same as Tanakama. Right, Tanakama, our Mishnah said, chutina chitzonot shenifgamu. Remember, Tanakama, our Mishnah said, only the outer ones, the chitzonot. So who's Rabbi Shur? Maybe he's the, and so the Gemara says, no, you're right. Chisura mechsera. This is a corrupt Mishnah. V'achi katani. This is the question. Ezehum ha-pnimit. Which are the pnimit? Which are the inside ones? Mina tumot velifnim. From the tumot, from these molars or velifnim. V'tumot atzma kilifnim. And even the molars themselves or the premolars from there onwards. Look at Rashi. Very important Rashi this. Atzma kilifnim. I skipped over quite a lot of Rashi's there. V'tumot atzma kilifnim. V'ein shochatin aleh. See that? Because that's not a mum. If that from there backwards is damaged, we ignore it. The animal is a good animal for we concerned.
If the gums are okay, you say gums in the tava.
But imagine my murim. So the Gemara says, "Well, maybe murim shelo." Right? When are we speaking about? In other words, that they not that you don't shecht it. Shenif gum shnig bavu avon the ekru. But if they ripped out, then shochatin. So even there, right? And the Mishnah says. Ezu papnimit, there, those are only if it's nivgam or nigmam. But im nekru, then you would rip it out, then you would shecht it. Is a mum. Rabbi Shur ben Kapotzai omer ejoch ilal achitzonot. And on that, Rabbi Shur ben Kapotzai says no. Even on those you wouldn't shecht, only on the outer ones, about pnimiot, but the inner ones. She nekru, mishcha talayu lo shachtinan. You don't shecht on them. However, he doesn't ignore it altogether, about if shulei mifsal. But nonetheless, the animal now is pasu. So now what do you do, right? Because you can't shecht on it. But it's pasu. You can't bring it as a korban to the Mizbeach either. Look at Rashi, yeah? It's pasu. So you don't bring it as a korban, but you also get the benefit of being able to shecht it. You wait for another mum, and then you can shecht it. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, so we see now the third level in the Brayta. Ein mashkan atyomot kol ikar, you ignore it altogether. V'afilu ifshul lo mifsal, not even pasuk. Okay, new kasha over here now. Gemara says like this: Bayi Rav Achtovayi Bar Ami. Rav Achtovayi asks a question: Yesh mechusar ever bifnim or ein mechusar ever bifnim? Right, internally, if the animal's missing an organ. Is that considered mechusar ever or not? If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, Rabbeinu Gershom on the towards the bottom of the narrow lines, in just in line with the last narrow lines of Rashi, there says yesh mechusar ever bifnim lemahave mum. Would it be a mum kagon imhu chaser kulia or tchol? He's missing a spleen or one kidney. Alidei krita or alidei sam, whether it either was through medication it dissolved or disconnected, or if they cut it out. Let's say animal had a problem with his kidneys and had one kidney removed and now it's only got one kidney. Is that a mum for a bechor or for a korban? Not, or because you can't see it. It's not a mum. And we only want a mum if it's missing a limb or an ever.
But to remove it, you have to cut it open.
But that's a mum there. You stitch it back up and the body heals.
Scars
on. You don't care about scars. Even with the ear, maybe it had to be like a cut ear that said nivgam or nikba. It's healed up now fully beautifully. From the outside, it looks perfect. Right, and you've taken out the organs, is it a mum or not? So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what are you asking with regards to? Ila Bechor, if it's we ask with regards to Bechor, so the Torah is pretty clear. Pisayach or Iverkative. Either it's blind or it's limping, lame. So in other words, it wouldn't be a mum. Right? Look at Rashi. The mashma begalui in besetelo. If it's hidden, if it's concealed, you can't start a mum, wouldn't be a mum. Right? Ila kochim, and if it's for kochim, for other kochim, then the Torah says as well. Right? That pasuk of the comes from Vayikra, we read it a few weeks ago. Averet or shavur, or charutz, or yaberet, or garav, or yalefet, lo takrivu, el Hashem, vishe lo titnu mehem al mizbeach. So again, it seems to be pretty straightforward. Right, look at Rabbi Gershom over here. Averet, he says, "Vechedami averet or shavur begalui, only if it's galui." So it seems again that even for Kochim, we only worry about Galui. We aren't worried about what's happening inside. Right? So Gemara says, No. Le'ishchute. Right? Le'ishchute. Right? Look at Rashi there. Le'ishchute b'chor al chisron shebifnim. Our question is follows. Whether we can exempt a b'chor from the Mizbeach, u'lifruke, right, with regards to redeeming kochim, right, those aren't my questions. Shechting or redeeming a bechor or a korban loy bailan. That wasn't my question. Ki mi bailan. My question was leif sulei. Would it be pasul? Because I know that I can't shecht the bechor on that, and I know that I can't redeem an animal and use an animal if taken into chulin. But is it kosher for the mizbeach or not? Right, if sulei might. The Gemara says, Tamim Yed Ratzon. Amar Achbana, the Torah says, Tamim Yed Ratzon. There are two psukim over here, you see. The one pasukia says, comes from by Yikra Kab as well. Vishki akriv zevach shtamim with regard to a korban. Lefale nere ol lenava, babakar batzon. Tamim Yed Ratzon. So the pasuk says, Tamim. Has to be complete. Amar Achbana. Tamim in chisor lo. Which means that if it's got missing a limb inside, it's no good. Or deal, maybe not. The end of that pasuk says, right, Tamim ye, right? The rabot kol mum lo ye bo. When it says tamim, do we read tamim ye, or do we say no? Tamim ye ratzon kol mum lo ye bo. Kol mum lo ye bo. Ma mum be avrai af chisaron mi avrai. When we said tamim, we only meant tamim that you can see from the outside. If it's an inside, it doesn't bother us. So in the pasuk itself, we could learn it two ways. Do we say that it's kol mum, irrespective, only what you can see, what you can't see? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, okay, Toshma, let's try to remember, there's a machloket. Right? There's a machloket. The one pasuk says, another pasuk came by Yikra Zayin says, Ve'chtei ha'klayot, look at the pasuk, Ve'chtei ha'klayot, ve'et ha'chelev asher alehen, asher al ha'ksalim, ve'et ha'yotel ha'kamed, ha'klayot yesirena. You're going to take off all these things. What do you take off? Ve'chtei ha'klayot, ve'et ha'chelev. Right? The pasuk says, Ve'chtei ha'klayot. Ah, you need to take off shtei klayot. Means what? That you have to have, wow. Right? Look at Rashi. Let's take a look. But korbanot ketiv, yes, you're in a mashma, right? You have to have two klayot. Hold on, sorry, I lost my place. Take a look. Velo baal kuliachat, and not one kulia. Velo baal shlosh kuliot, if it's got three also not. You need an animal with two kuliot. That seems to be the one side. Vatanya, another writer says, on the contrary, it says, yes, sirena. Well, at the end, look, the pasuk repeats itself again. It says, "Adrela kaved v'la klayot yesirena." Take it off. What do you mean, yesirena? Rabot bal kuliachat. Now I've got a problem. Two brighters. One says no problem. One says problem. The Gemara says savrua. Now the abridged. We thought, what's the svara? The kula alma ain bria b'achat. Everybody agrees. Everybody, as we thought, or at least we think, that no one will tell you that there's such a concept as being born with one kulia. We know now that there's such a thing. Even human beings are born with one kulia. The people are born with one kulia, right? With one kidney. And you can live, function, you can run marathon. I know a guy who runs marathons with one kidney. Functions fine.
That's a torem kulia.
Right? But you can't torem though, because if you torem, you're dead. Right? If you only got one, you can't torem.
No, okay.
I know, I'm saying, but you got one, you can't torem. Right. And the people donate, exactly, right? Because you live with one. So he says, but the kula alma, originally savrua, they thought what? The kula alma ain bria bach. There's such thing, right? Look at Rashi. Ain bria ni reb kuli achat. V'hash ain ba'ila achat michsar chaser. And therefore, the guy only had one. It's considered chaser. It must have. It's been removed, right? So v'had michsar chaser. V'had michsar chaser. So we say so maybe this is the machloket between the two brightest. The mar savar chisham b'fenim shmei chisaron. Because one brother says no problem, one brother says it's a problem. So the one I haven't been yet, if you're born with one, it's a chaseron or not. Therefore, the brother would say you can't be born with one kidya. Therefore, it's somehow the kidya has got lost. Therefore, it's a mum and it will be a problem. So he says no, that's not true. Everybody knows that you can be born with one kidya. Amazing, eh? They're reading the time of the Gemara. They knew that you could be born with one kidney, right? V'chisaron mivifnim shmei chisaron. And no one argues, and there's no question that it is a chisaron. So, we're going to steer it now between the two brighters. We've got a competition. Machlokes v'lo kashya. There's no machlokes. How come the one says good, the one says bad? Kan kashya nivra b'shtayim v'chisro. The when is it a problem? When you were born with two and they took out one. וכאן כשנברא באחת מי קרה. And once you know, you're both one, it's okay. Ah, the Gemara said, wait a second, Bahadu Midah Shalosh. But then we go to Sheshu 3, and we said, Ketani, Ma Shalosh Mikara, Afechat Mikara. So it can't be, because no one said you can be born with three, right? So now we got a problem, because what happens now, because we said three is a mum, or three is not a mum. If we say when you're born with one, it's okay. If you're born with three, and you took out two, yeah, there's been a problem. The Gemara said, you're right. Ilacha, what's the problem? Beyesh Briah, Kamiflegei. That is the argument. Because we want to try and say there's no machloket, but if you are born on, but there is a machloket. But yesh bria can be forget. Mar savar yesh bria ba'achat, or mar savar ain bria ba'achat. So we go back to the argument, no, is a machloket. Do we say that you can be born with one, or you can't be born with one? And therefore the brighter would say, if you can't be, everyone, if you can't be born with one, and therefore it's a mum. And the bright says, you can be born with one, and therefore it's not a mum. Okay? That's pretty clear, right? Rabbi Yochanan amar, dekula alma ain bria ba'achat. Rabbi Yochanan says, look at this, eh? Dekula alma ain bria ba'achat. Rabbi Yochanan has the opinion that you can't be born with one kidney. Right, v'chisron v'ifnim shmei chisron v'lo kasha, and he says no. He said you can't. Everyone said you can't be born with one, and still chisron v'ifnim shmei chisron. If you only got one inside, it's a chisaron. So now, how do you explain the two brayos v'lo kasha? Kan shechasha kodem shchita, kan shechasha lacha shchita. We're actually talking about an animal which was 2 kilyot, and now when you shecht, it depends when you shecht. Right, it was they were all born with two. One was taken out, but the question is, at which stage was it taken out? Kodem shchita. Or after Shechita. It was taken out before Shechita. Look at Rashi. Chisra korim Shechita, pasla. If it was missing the one before you shechted it, then it's a psul animal, you couldn't shecht it. If it was after Shechita, right, so it would be okay. Because you shechted the animal, it was a good animal. Ah, you shechted it now, that we came to this with the korban, you took out 1 kilia, not the end of the world. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? Acha Shechita korim kabbalah, mishari. But even after Shechita, you still got the zrika of that. You got the kabbalah of the dam. You receive the dam. Does anybody say that you can be mekabel dam from a psul animal? No, we want the animal to be good, even at the stage of the psul of the blood. We're going to be chazora here, right, of our previous mesechtes. Far Rav Zair Amar Rav, didn't Rav Zair Amar Rav say hatzorem ozen hapar va'achar kach kibel damo pasu? That if you were tzorem the par. Right, look at Rashi of the Kohen Mashiach la'achar shchita. Right, we speak about a case of where it's after shchita. So you've done the shchita, and now somebody comes and cuts the animal's ear off, and you haven't yet done the kabbalah of the dam. It's pasul. So we see that you have to have the animal has to be a shalem animal even at the time of the kabbalah. Shneimar lakach mi dam hapar. What is the par? Hapar shehayak far. We want that par that was the par. Look at Rashi there. B'sha'at kabbalat hadam yiyeh shalem. Right? So therefore, how can Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the machloka between the two brighters are at which stage you did Kabbalah? As long as you did Shechita was okay, even if you did Kabbalah, it can't be. We want Kabbalah has to be with the 2 kiliot, the 2 klayot. Right? So, Elakan, so what's the machloka between the two brighters? Kan Shechasha Kolim Kabbalah, Kan Shechasha Achar Kabbalah. So it's like, no problem. At the time of the Shechita, there were 2 klayot. At the time of the Kabbalah, there were 2 klayot. And now, after the Kabbalah, if for some reason, you took out a kilya. Animal's not shalem until you're ready to do the korban. So the Gemara said, wait a second, after Kabbalah, kodem zrika mishari. And is that even okay? Don't we have to do zrika? We have to do the throwing of the blood while the animal's still complete? But I tell you, we're a brighter. Say tanim zachar ben shna yelachem. Same idea. Right? This animal has to be tamim complete. Ben Shana Yelachim, Shehe Tamim, Ben Shana B'Sha'at Shechita. See, there has to be a 1-year-old animal, complete. Notice the Gemara mentioned a couple of things in this pasuk, right? It has to be a 1-year-old and complete at the time of the Shechita. So the Gemara says, we nine be Kabbalah v'olacha v'azayah. How do we know even more than that? That on the Kabbalah, holacha, and azayah, the whole lot of stories, Talmud Lomash, Yehiye, Sheyehu, Kol Havayato Tam. Ooh, bench, right? Okay, got it? Everything has to take place, but animal's still tam. So how can that brighter say it's not a problem? And now the Gemara says quickly, but I got a bit of a sidetrack, ooh, ben shana. Right? So what does ben shana mean? We just said it has to be, set tamim zachar ben shana. The Gemara says, you're right. Tirgama a ben shana. What does it mean, tirgama ben shana? That really, we don't need all the other stuff. Look at Rashi, yeah? Tirgama aben shana hadik tani sheyu kol avayato. The whole story has to be tamim is aben shana kai. It has to be 1 year old. אבל תם לא בעינן אלא בשחיטה וקבלה. See that? We solved that problem. For Zrika, we don't need tamim. What do we need for Zrika? An animal has to be 1 year old. That's a bit of a difficult one, right? You kill an animal, it's dead, right? If it was 1 year old and you killed it, it stopped living, surely. Doesn't continue, doesn't become, can't become 2 years old when you do the Zrika. It's dead, right? So what's the Gemara talking about? Our question solved, right? We worked it out, right? We only have to have the tamim for the time of the Shechita and the Kavanah, not the Zrika. Okay. So the Gemara says, Achlan Yishtabin, this makes sense as well. Atan Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol HaZvachim Shebet Torah, all the Zvachim, and all Korbanot, Nishtishtai Mehen Kezayit Basar, or Kezayit Chelev, which as long as you've got a Kezayit of the original animal left over, or of their meat, or of their Chelev, Zorek Et Adam, is good enough to Zrika. You have to have a Shalem animal. You could have had most of the animals disappeared, and you just got one Kezayit left, you can do the Zrika on that Kezayit. Okay, the Gemara says, Shema Minah. Okay, so now let's sort out the problem. We know the problem. We got the answer solved about the animal being complete. As long as it's complete, the time is Rick, up until the Kabbalah, it's still good. Now the Gemara goes back to the question which we mentioned about being 1 year old. The Gemara says, Umi'i kemidi, the b'sha'at shchita have ben shana. Could it be such a thing that at the time of its shchita it was 1 year old, u'b'sha'at kabbalah v'holacha have ben shnei shanim? And by the time you come to the Kabbalah and the Zrika, 2 years old? Now remember, 2 years old doesn't mean 2 years complete too, right? 2 years would mean in its second year. So if it was like, if it was 365 days old in the morning, and it was born in the afternoon, so in the afternoon it would be going to its second year, right? That would be called 365, that would be called 2 years, right? So Amarava, Rava says, what do we learn from this? So to merit, Sha'ot Poslot Bekochim. That Sha'ot, hours, time, is pasul on kochim. Right, what does that mean? Look at Rashi, yeah? I skipped down the other Rashis. Short poslot. Vuka'ati lashminan. What's coming to teach us? De'im nolad tale ze eshtakal b'yudal b'nisan. It was born last year on the 4th of Nisan. Bechetsh of 8 hours into the day. Yizaher ata sheishchetenu. You've got to be very careful to shecht it today. Kodem sha'at she'it. Before the 9th hour. The Sha'at She'it Poseret Bo, if it really goes into 1 hour over more than a year old, Vahave Kenichnas B'Shana Shnia, it would be like the second year already. See that? That's the Chiddush Abiyah. And when we Torah wants a Ben Shnato, it must be 1 year old, right? It can't be even an hour older than 1 year. Okay. So now Gemara says like this, Lema Kitnai, this seems to be like a Machloket Tanai Mabiyah. Right, what's Melchik Tanai? Rashi says of you see this Lema Hach Bai Rav Achtovai. I remember Rav Achtovai, we go back to the question over here. This was in the middle of the wide lines, said like this, Achtovai Ami, Yesh Bechusar Emifnim or Ebuchus Emifnim. We finish now with the story of the time. Now we go back to the question of what was his name again? Achtovai, right? Achdavoy. Achadvoy. Achadvoy. Okay, Achadvoy, thank you. Don't call the guy with the wrong name, right? I must tell you one thing. You know, we learned the other day about, who was it? Rabbi Yirmiyah, who got quite upset because his Shammas didn't mention his name. Remember in the Beit HaMidrash? Yep. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah, I think, huh? And he said over there, because in the Kever, basically, as long as his name's still being mentioned, he's still alive. I was blown away. I mentioned to Shavarich, I brought Jonathan home from Horses on Fire. He always plays these crazy songs to me in the car. And he sings a song, and the song goes like this. They tell me that you die twice. Once when you get buried, and the last time they mention your name. Isn't that amazing? That's some song that kids are all singing today. I said to him, Jonathan, do you know that is Gemara? That's Pshat, Gemara there. Right, that you mention a guy's name and his lips speak in the kever. As soon as you stop mentioning a guy's name, he's dead. Unbelievable, eh? That's a song. They tell me you die twice. Once when they bury you and once the last time they mention your name. Don't know who the notes are. You're right, I should have brought up a shame omra. But that's right. That's exactly the right thing. You die twice. You do. If they stop mentioning your name, you're dead. As long as they're mentioning your name, you're still alive. But only if you're mentioning his name, Manny. Yaakov Avinu lo mat.
David
and Menachem. Okay, let's carry on. Kedushin. Right? So Tirgama, right? So now the Gemara says like this. Lame Kitnai. Uma'uch v'chatut v'natuk v'charut. Right? This is the Gemara Masechet Pesachim. Barbraita. So v'chatut v'natuk v'charut. Rashi explains all the differences, what they all different mean. It says, yeah, we're talking about with these testicles, right? So chatut, he says, look, shechitatu ba'avanim ad shenimoach. Crushed them with a rock until they were completely smashed. Nituk is if you do it with your hand. Beyad legamre, you ripped them off completely. Ele sha'adayin kluyin ba'kis, but they're still hanging in the scrotum, right? In the boy, well. And karut is with a knife. So you've got katut with a rock, natuk with your hand and karut with a knife, basakin, va'adayin kluyin ba'kis, u'me'orin kisa, like a bit of a strand there, right? The Rashi says, yeah, the karut have a batzir min nituk. So karut is less than nituk. Can you remember breaking out? Lavi notek achar koret. You can do this first karut. Notek is a further action. Right? So now let's go back into the Gemara. We look what's happening over here. So he says like this. Our question now was, what was our question? The question now was, yesh mechusar ever mibifnim. If it's internal, is it mechusar ever or not? Ooh, okay. Kulan bebeitzim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we all, it's all this whole discussion there with regards to the Korban Pesach, I assume, is with regards to the testicles. The bright in the bright is like a bit of a stop and a question. Bebeitzim, but all begid only on the beitzim itself, but not on the actual penis. Amarav, Amar, Ema af bebeitzim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you're right. It's not on the beitzim, but in the whole this whole area, including the beitzim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer kulan begid. We're not discussing the Beitim at all. We're just discussing the actual Gid itself. Right? Look at Rashi there. Kulam Begid. Lo Beitim. Not the Beitim. So that's the second opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ma'uch V'chatut Af Beitim. There's four different things there. Rabbi said, Ma'uch V'chatut. Remember, Ma'uch was crushed. Katut was like with a rock crushed. Right? Those are even with the Beitim. Natuk. Remember, Rashi said that Natuk over there, we explained Natuk was with your hands. Ripped off with your hands. And it could with a knife. Of the gid in the Beitzim law, with the gid only referring to that. I might have a bit of a chart over here, but to be honest with you, it's too complicated. Right? The Gemara says, my love, Bahaik, isn't this the machloket? What's the machloket over here? The Mara Sabah, Chisam, Bifnim, Shmei Chisaron. Umara Sabah, Lo Shmei Chisaron. Right? Isn't that the machloket? The machloket is, do we say that this internal damage is a Chisaron or a Chisaron? Right? So that's why we would say that Moch Vachatuk Vatuk Vacharut Kulam Beitzim. Because it's inside, you can't really see what's happening inside the Beitzim. And therefore, it would be a Chisaron. And not in the Gid. And the Rabbi says, no, even it could only be Gid. Only the Gid, which you'd see what's going on, right? Because the Gid sticks out. Right? Or, and Rabbi Yossi would say, partially and partially. So those who would say only the Gid would say that it's only external. Those who would say only the Beitzim would say even internal. And those who say both could be internal or external would depend. Oh, that's how I think you're with the rest of the Tisbra. You really think that's the Machloket? That makes sense to you? Rabbi Yossi, my kasava. What's Rabbi Yossi holding here? Remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, he splits it up. He says, Moch v'katut, af v'beitzim, natuk v'chut, v'beitzim, begid in v'beitzim. So he says, I kasava chisaron, b'fnim shmei chisaron. If you want to tell Rabbi Yossi says that shmei chisaron, internal damage is a chisaron, so then afilu natuk v'charut nami. Then even charut v'natuk. Remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one who said that charut v'natuk is only with the gid and not with the beitzim. See, if he says that you want to say internal is a damage, you should say also in the Beitzim. Because the Gid is only external. You with me? Is that clear? The Gid is Chitzoni, right? And the testicles are internal damage. You can't see them. So if he should then say that even with the Beitzim, not only the Gid. In fact, he says the Gid means only external or internal. If you're going to tell me now that it isn't a Chisaron, then why does he say that Ma'uch V'Chatut is internal? So make up your mind. Either internal is, and therefore everything should be included with regard to the Beitzim, or internal is not, and therefore there should be no mum with regard to the Beitzim. Clear? Right. Elahachis, that's not the machloket. So what's the machloket? Actually, we can't prove this answer of Adachvoy, what was his name? Adchavoy, right? We can't prove that. We're discussing us altogether. We're discussing here mumim shebegalui. We're discussing mumim which are externally revealed. Right? Look at Rashi. The Kule Alma. Rashi says like this. Important Rashi this. So over here. He's got actually another nusach, but the kule al mechisaron mi bifrim shvei chisaron. So with regards to Rav Achtavoy's answer, there the dollar machloket tanaim, right? There everybody says it is a chisaron, right? And here they're discussing something else altogether. Rabbi Yehuda savar ma'uch vechatut. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says savar, who says ma'uch vechatut, have a mumed de michvutzan. Right? How do they translate that into English, by the way? Rashi says here, retight. Filuk Hashem briot. What does it mean, mumin de michvatzan? Explain to me, there's this, they hit kaftu, that they basically just like shriveled up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Which means what? There is a mum. Now, tuk vechrot ha mumme daha talya. And so he says that, Rishava moch vechatut ha mumme de michvatzan. And tuk vechrot ha mumme daha talya. Right? Look at Rashi, what does it mean, daha talya? Vechisaron ave. They're basically hanging there. And therefore, it's a chisaron. But when Yaakov says, "Lo, amu the mikare nami zimnin the michvatzan," because even sometimes the testicles themselves on their own shrivel up; they aren't always hanging right in a big way. So therefore, it's not considered a mum. Nothing's changed. And I took vecharut lo hamumah, right? Sorry, the mikare nami zimnin the talia. And also, so too, I took vecharut. Sometimes it's hanging; they aren't complete. Rabbi Yossi savar mukhatut hamumah. Because that doesn't normally exist. And took vacharut lo ave mumah, taha itnu, because it is sometimes exists. So that would be the decision basically around that. Okay, we've got 4 minutes, let's move to the next mission. Matnitin, nivgam hazoven oha irya shel nekeva. Right, look at Rashi. What's hazoven? Zehu nirtuk, sheakis chavuibo. Okay, so now we are discussing. Just give me the translation there and how they translated Zoven, by the way, English.
Pouch.
Sheath.
Sheath,
pouch.
Right? Because Rashi, you see, Rashi got the Meshur HaShas has got not Shakis Chavoy Bo. It says over there, look at the Yudel Meshur HaShas. He says over there, Nusach Acher Shagid Shel Beheime Chavoy. Right? In other words, like when the penis extracts, mm-hmm. Right, into like a sheath. Okay? So that is the chavoy. That's nivgava zoven. Or a iria shel nekeva. Or we're talking about a female. Now obviously we're not talking about a bechor, but there's no female bechorot, right? As far as the animals are concerned. But obviously any other, yeah, Rashi says, the Gemara Mishnah says, a iria shel nekeva b'mukdashin. Right? That's Bashar Kochim Sheshba in the Kaiba. Other animals have got other Kochim have got a Bechaiba. The Bechor Lek in the Kaiba, says Rashi. Ubishlamim Nik in the Kaiba. On Shlamim they do have in the Kaiba. Nifkema Ariya have a mum. If that female area of the animal is damaged, it would be a mum. Nifgama Zanav Mina Etzim. If the tail is damaged from the bone, then it would be a mum. Avalo Mina Perik, but not by the joint. Look at Rashi Mina Perik. Im Nifgam Baina Prakim. If it's damaged in between, right, like the what do you call them in the discs, right, or like not the discs? Yeah. What the words called?
Vertebrae.
The vertebrae. Thank you. Because when we saw malei arucha means it can be healed. Remember that? Those heal. Im lo nechtach kol hazanav, not cut, and nivgama, if damaged a bit. Therefore, if it's the vertebrae, or damaged, not a problem. If it's damaged from the joint to the animal, there will be a mum. Nivgama zanav etzim avalom in abarik or sherosh zanav miftzal. If the end of the tail is split. The Hagot HaBach over there, they changed the Lashon and said, Osherosh Zanav Maftzil, Etzem Osheyesh Basar Bein Chulia. Can't you remember, right? Osheyesh Basar Bein Chulia L'Chulia, between each of the vertebra, Melo Etzba, right? Basically a finger amount, right? The knees would be moving. Okay, so Rabbi Lazar, so now the question is follows. Nivgam Velo Nital. Talk about the Zoven over here, right? Amar, look at Rashi over here. Nivgam HaZoven. If the Zoven, this patch, is damaged, you have a mum. What? The law hadar bari. It can't heal. Right? Velo nital. We're not discussing, guys, if it's nital. The Rashi says, the nital lo have a mum. The chose leitano. You see that? If it's completely red, it will return. It will heal. So we're only discussing now if it's funny, if this patch, if it gets damaged, it's a problem. If it's actually completely removed, it can't grow back. Don't understand how that works. But anyhow, that's what the Gemara is saying. Right?
Baby.
Velo nital. I think it's a little one, it'll grow back. Okay. If it's damaged, it won't fix it. Okay, baby. Right, now kiss. Right? Kiss velo zichrut. So now we're discussing a kiss, right? Ibn ifgam have a mum, aval zichrut. The gir atzmo, the penis itself, shinifgam, lo mumhu, the malchut will be healed. Really, yeah, he says, yeah, Mati's got a thing with the spleen, that the spleen, if it's completely separated, will grow back, but if it's damaged, it won't grow back. Okay, very good. Tanya Miyachi, now that Brighton says in there, Nivgam v'lo nital kis, v'lo zachrut, right? Nivgam v'lo nital, right? Kis v'lo zachrut. So we're discussing about damage that's not going to be taken away, and there's the kis, right? This pouch, which is the zoven, and not the zachrut appearance. Amar Biyosi ben Amashulam, ma'ase be'inbal echad, right? Maaseh be'inbal, maaseh be'inbal, be'echad, the bach changed as in the bach. So maaseh be'inbal, right, an animal, she be'echad she nitlu ze'ev, v'chazal eitano, a wolf came and bit it off, and we see that it actually grew back, and it was a maaseh, chayu happy. Okay, so now, nivgamaza nav bina etzim, now we go back to the tail. Tail was edged on the bone. Tana, we got the brightness as follows. Etzba she amru. When we said there, right, or bein basa sheyesh basa bichuli lechulia melo etzba, the measure of an etzba, what size finger are we speaking about? Echad mi arba betefach shel kol adam. He said 1 in 4, right? Now this is quite interesting here, right? In other words, the size of a tefach, right? You say this is a tefach, right? So it's basically our 4 fingers, okay. Right? That's a tefach. So we're saying of the average size, what are the sizes of, yeah? Etzba she'amru, Rashi says, yeah, v'lo yadinan hashta heichekai ulehachi ba'i lemai hilchet amru. We're not discussing, we're not sure what the Gemara is speaking about, right? When this brighter suddenly says, etzba she'amru, echad me'ar betefach shel kol adam, of an average person. So the Gemara says, lemai hilchet, what do you discuss? What question, what are you relating to? It's out of the blue, the brighter says, etzba she'amru, echad me'ar betefach shel kol adam. That's Rashi says, we don't know what the discussion is, therefore the Gemara says, what are you speaking about? Lemai hilchet, right? Look at Rashi over there. Lemai echad me'arba betefach. Look at Rashi over there. Lefi she'ein ha'etzbot shavot. Since fingers aren't all the same, remunachot perik tchedit. We learned that, right? Tefach doraita. Midoraita tefach is arba etzbaot. Begodel shit. Or biktana chamesh. A big size is 6, and a small size is chamesh. Right? Right? The וכאמר האחד, האחד הזכירו חכמים באצבע אחד מארבע בטפח של כל אדם בעינן. Right, we're speaking about, we want a finger of everybody which is the average size, and Rashi says you have a hainu godel. Godel. A big one. Right? We're discussing the godel. Makes it a little confusing now. Is that the thumb? Is that the thumb? Is that the average size? Discussing the size of the thumb over here. Okay. So now, what's going on over here? Amar Rabbi Inyan Tchelet. Rabbi says, ah, what's this discussion? Right? Rashi says, Lebai Hilchot Eiskiru Etzba. What are we discussing for? We're discussing it to discuss Tchelet. Right? Letanya, Kama Chutin Hunoten. Right? Look, Rashi, Kama Chutin Eiskiru Betzitzit. Come to Tzitzit. How many strands do you have in Tzitzit? Now, we say 4, right? So look at this. Right? Look at Machloket. Beit Shammai Omrim Arba. How many do we do? 4. Who do you pass Kalochalak? And Beit Hillel Omrim? Shlosha. Did anybody here know that we pass Kalochalak? We learned this before, by the way. We learned Kalochalak. We pass with 4 tzitzit like Beit Shama. Not like 3 like Beit Hillel. Right? He says, Beit Shama Omrim before Beit Shama Shish. Now let's see. Maybe it's not so straightforward. Right? Kama Chutin. So now, Beit Shama Omrim Arba, Beit Hillel Omrim Shlosha. So Kama Vechama Tehe Meshuleshet. Right now, v'chama teh meshuleshet. So the shita mekubetet changed that meshuleshet. V'chama teh. What's the change that he makes there? V'chama teh. Meshalshelet. Right. I thought that. V'chama teh meshalshelet. Look at Rashi. Aviyah meshuleshet. Kluya lemata mikanaf abeged. The tzitzit have to be at the bottom of the beged. She'ein notnin ota besvat abeged mamash. You don't put it on the actual lip of the beged, right? No, our tzitzit aren't like on the end. It's like, remember, it's like slightly, if you take it, it's 3 fingers, right? Or if you take, anybody can put a tzitzit on there, me or no? Right? Okay. If you look at the tzitzit, rip out the tzitzit, right? Can you see that the hole is not at the end of the tzitzit? Can you see that? Look here. The hole is not on the end there, right? It's 3 fingers, supposed to be like 3 fingers up. You see that? From there to there, that's you make the hole. So that's what he's saying over here now. So he says, V'chametem shodeshe, but Shem omim arba v'hila omim shalosh. Here we pass kenak behila. Four fingers or three fingers. Right? V'shalosh v'hila omrim, and the three that behila is telling us, is echad me'arba betefach shel kol adam. That's what he's saying over here. That three fingers is one of the four of kol adam, the average